This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The key jobs report of the month is out, and it shows the U.S. economy added 162,000 more jobs in July. Now, that's a fair showing, but less than experts were projecting. That is from a survey of payrolls. It is also true that a parallel survey where the government checks in with households finds the unemployment rate falling from 7.6 to 7.4%, the lowest since the financial collapse of 2008. Chris Lowe is chief economist at FTN Financial in Chicago. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
162,000, that is disappointing.
You know, it's actually the kind of job growth that we would have been pleased with a while back, but this year it is disappointing because in the first 6 months we had average job growth of about 200,000. So a slowdown and one that was even more unexpected because the ISM manufacturing report yesterday was pretty strong.
But you did see some manufacturing jobs added.
Well, that's right. There were 6,000 manufacturing jobs created in July. Again, that's not much, but it's the first month this year with a plus sign in front of the number. So that's a good thing. And maybe reflects exports beginning to stabilize as the recession in Europe is not quite as deep as it was before.
I see that average hourly earnings are down a couple of pennies, but still down, and also people are working shorter work weeks. There are some consumers there feeling the pinch.
Yes, there are. And, you know, this is a trend that we've seen in the data for a while. What seems to be happening is that retailers, restaurants, and hotels particularly are moving to a part-time model. They're paying workers a little less. They're working them significantly fewer hours, but they're adding a lot of people. So as we look at the change in employment over the course of the year, we've got really solid growth in the number of people working in service industries, but they're really not making as much as they were before.
Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial. Thank you, as always.
Thank you, David.